Danny O'Donnell, Milford through to the intermediate final. A tough battle there for you today.
Absolutely tough battle, Ryan, but nothing less than we expected from Ballyshannon or any other team you'll meet in the semi-final championship. Both teams went at it, hammer and tongs, and I think for anybody watching, whether you're neutral or a supporter of either team, it was a proper championship match, played in perfect conditions and a great pitch. So look, it's easy for us to be happy obviously, but I think that was a good day out for everybody.
Yeah, you got off to a great start, you went 1-1 to 0 up, but you struggled a bit in the first half and Aireagh got level by half time.
Yeah, look, we targeted, as every team does, you target a good start, and we got that start today. But then, look, Aireagh are a very, very good team. You know, they won Division 3, or look like winning Division 3. There'll be a serious addition to Division 2, and I can see that team pushing to Division 1 over the next couple of years. So, look, we knew they'd get their spells. The important thing is when a team gets a spell that you hang in tough. I don't think we were behind at any stage in the game, which was very, very important for us. And then we got the crucial second goal, which gives a wee bit of breathing space into the final 10 minutes.
Yeah, a little bit of breathing space, but Aireagh still got a penalty in the last minute, and your goalkeeper, Caelan McGettigan, with a double save really there to keep the ball out.
Look, we talked before the game about desire and hunger, and you know, some people can throw them words about easily. Caelan's daughter's getting christened today at 4 o'clock, so he had probably had other things in his mind a wee bit, but he just threw his body and soul into that penalty save. The penalty save alone, followed by what was basically a double save on the line with boots flying around him. It was just unbelievable save. And look, he, like everybody else, is getting rewards for serious work all season, and that doesn't happen out there unless you've the work done, unless you believe and have the desire to do it. So Caelan epitomises everything about this group.
Yeah, and just as we're talking here, two of your players, David Curley and Barry McNulty, running away passes. They're racing up the road now to get to Dublin for a flight to Malta. They stayed back for the match. It's a huge commitment.
Massive commitment, and look, credit to the lads for doing that. And we had two lads who couldn't stay back. They're involved in the bridal party as well, and they had to leave Thursday, but they were texting the lads this morning. But look, I've kind of said this to the Milford lads all season, it's the squad. Everybody can preach about the squad. We were down two, we had four lads on the bench that came in, have played about 10 league games each all season. So we have a seriously good squad, and then three or four lads we don't even consider using in one sense because of the reserve team still in the semi-final. So look, this club are going to Division 1. The big card now is, can they go to senior championship as well? And then with the squad we have, we feel if we can build on that, then we'll not just be going up there to make up the numbers in the league. And then, please God, if things go our way next weekend, we'll give the championship a rattle as well. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, you don't have too much time to recover. You're out again next weekend. Will you go down now and have a look at Burton, Neve Columba and Glen Swilly?
Yeah, we will. Yeah, we had a look at them. Had a look at Glen on Wednesday night. Had a look at Burt last weekend. So look, anybody that's involved in management at this level, you have to do your homework. You have to look at teams and see what they offer. So we'll have a look at that this afternoon. We'll put our own plans in place in terms of recovery, in terms of getting the team ready for next week. And look, it's going to be an exciting time around the parish of Milford and Rathmullen and Melton. It's up to us to make sure the lads are focused and ready to perform next week, because whatever about making finals, you have to go and win them.